Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cavehill. Today in Bajan History, July 1st, 1823, petition to the House of Commons. On this day, July 1st, 1823, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette published in full a petition sent to the British Parliament praying for relief from the distressed state of the West India colonies. The petition, which was undersigned by all of the members of the General Assembly, had been prepared by a committee appointed by the House of Assembly on October 22, 1822. Its conveyance to Britain was inordinately delayed due to the House being prorogued by His Excellency the Governor. Members of the House felt that they were duty-bound to urgently appeal to the British Parliament for an immediate reprieve from the ruinous and unhappy condition which was bankrupting families and individuals. The crux of the petition detailed the woes that the declining price of sugar and rum had wrought on Barbados's economy. It was further noted that burdensome shipping and mercantile charges, coupled with rising production costs and the protracted drought, had reduced the planters almost to despair. Britain's abolition of the slave trade in 1807 was also cited as an ineffectual decision, which had a negative economic impact on the sugar industry. The planters argued that they had an enormous expense supporting the black population, whilst their foreign competitors had the advantage of a cheap supply of enslaved Africans, which enabled them to expand their cultivation. Oppressive duties on ginger and aloes, two crops chiefly cultivated by minor planters and colored persons, were also strongly condemned. On this day, July 1st, 1823, the contents of a petition sent to the British Parliament from Barbadian legislators appeared in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette. The petitioners described the economic crisis enveloping the island and implored British legislators to do what was morally right to alleviate the difficulties crippling the sugar economy.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.